unstable mother loses her child.
She was placed in foster care.
Why?
Domestic violence in the house and alcohol.
But after hearing the sobering truth,
it was your abusive relationship, your alcoholism, that caused your child to be removed from your house.
She still blames dad.
He should have been there for our daughter.
My daughter being taken away from her was not my fault.
Judge Judy. You are about to enter the courtroom of Judge Judith Scheindlin. The people are real. The cases are real. The rulings are final. This is Judge Judy. Elizabeth Kennedy is suing the father of her child, Myron Mickey Bannister III, for his share of their daughter's foster care costs.
Order. All rise. Yeah, it's case number 573 on the calendar in the matter of Kennedy versus Bannister.
Thank you.
You're welcome, Judge. Parties have been sworn in. You may be seated. Ma'am, have a seat, please.
Miss Kennedy, let me see if I understand the facts in this case. You have one child with the defendant.
Correct.
And that child is a girl?
Yes.
And she is currently 13 years old?
She's 12.
And did you and Mr. Bannister ever live together?
For, I would say, about 3 months after she was born, yes.
Is that correct, Mr. Bannister?
3 to 6 months after she was born, yes.
So it would be a fair statement, Mr. Bannister, that your daughter, but for the first 6 months of her life, didn't live with you.
That's correct.
And she's lived with you for how long?
For 10 years.
And then?
And then after that, from age 10 to 11, she was in foster care.
Now, she was placed in foster care when she was 11?
When she just turned 10, yes.
Why?
Due to my living situation, domestic violence in the house, and alcohol.
Domestic violence by whom?
It was mutual.
So both you and your then partner?
Correct.
Were engaged in acts of violence against each other in front of the child?
Not in front, no. There was an incident where my partner tried to hang himself in the bathroom, and my daughter beat me to the bathroom, and that's what ultimately removed her from the house.
At that period of time, both you and your partner were involved in drinking?
Yes.
And your daughter was living at home?
Correct.
When your child was removed from your care, she was removed from your care for a year?
Correct.
And the state ultimately placed her with Mr. Bannister's parents?
Correct.
But then assessed you the money for the care for your daughter during the year that she was in foster care, and you want Mr. Bannister to pay half?
Correct.
You can explain why you think that that's reasonable.
Because he was also looked at for placement. He failed the home study. We both were trying to get our daughter home with one of us. Once he failed his home study,
Mr. Bannister, do you know why you failed the home study?
Yes, ma'am. A couple of reasons. One, I didn't have a big enough house. I have other children that live with me in Arkansas. And
are you married?
Yes, ma'am, I am.
How many children do you have?
I have 3 biological that live with me and then 3 stepchildren that live with me.
How old are they?
Now, 18, 17, and 15.
Well, they clearly aren't from the relationship that you're currently in. The
no,
18,
Your Honor.
17, and 15-year-old.
No, Your Honor.
Did the 18, 17, and 15-year-old all have the same mother?
No, Your Honor.
You've been busy, Mr. Bannister.
There's 2 different mothers, Your Honor, yes.
Well, and 3.
Yes, ma'am.
You've been busy. Okay. What's your daughter's name, the one that you have in Miss Kennedy, her first name?
Kyla.
Prior to Kyla going into foster care, when was the last time she visited you?
2006.
So you hadn't had an ongoing relationship with her?
No, Your Honor. Ms. Kennedy moved, changed her phone number. It was very difficult to keep up with her.
For whatever reason, you hadn't had an ongoing relationship with her, and you have lots of other children that you're involved with.
That's correct.
So clearly she wasn't a focus for you. You work?
I'm currently unemployed.
How long have you been unemployed?
About 2 years now.
How do you support yourself?
Right now I do some computer networking and repair on the side.
Well, that's on the side. On the side usually means you have a job, and on the side you do computer networking and repair. How do you support yourself?
Through the computer networking and repair, Your Honor. The time that I'm not working, I spend taking care of my 17-year-old son who has a substantial mental disability.
That's a lot of people in that house. Who else works?
No, there's no other person working right now, Your Honor. My wife goes to school for CNA.
And your parents, who your daughter ultimately went to live with, where do they live?
They live in Colorado, Your Honor.
Where do you live?
I live in Fayetteville, Arkansas.
So she didn't move near either of her parents?
His parents do live about an hour away from where I do.
That's substantial amounts of time. How often do you see your daughter?
Last time I saw her was Christmas Eve.
Well, we're now almost in the summertime.
Correct.
That's a long time ago. Now, were your parents, Mr. Banisser, as far as you know, granted custody, guardianship, or is your daughter still in the foster care system?
Custody, Your Honor.
Full custody?
As far as I know, yes, Your Honor.
Is that correct, Ms. Kennedy?
Yes.
Oh, okay. We're going to get back to why you believe that Mr. Banisser should be responsible for half the foster care costs. It was your abusive relationship with your boyfriend, your alcoholism, his alcoholism, that caused your child to be removed from your house. Explain to me, other than the fact that Mr. Banisser has been a very busy bunny making a lot of children, that he should be responsible for half of the costs, since it wasn't his fault that she went into foster care.
Per our treatment plan through social services, he was supposed to financially and emotionally be responsible
for
our daughter.
You know, these treatment plans by social services look good on paper. It's almost like, you know, having that big get-together with a whole bunch of family that you haven't seen in 100 years. It's usually better in the planning than the execution.
Yeah. Yes.
I know your family. I can get together. Everybody gets along. Go ahead.
I feel that he should have been there, just like I should have been there, for our daughter.
Your daughter lived with you for all of her
life. She was removed, and I completed my treatment plan a month before court. The reason why she was not placed with me was because I did not show stability. So
stability is nice.
Correct.
Who do you live with now?
Myself. I've had my own place for a year. I've had the current job for a year.
But you haven't seen your daughter since December.
Correct. We're supposed to have supervised visits, and the Banisters will not agree on the facilities that I've been able to come up with.
Is there any reason why you have supervised visits with your 12-year-old?
I really would like to know.
Was there ever any allegation of abuse by you or your boyfriend with regard to your daughter?
No.
But you went to an anger management program.
Correct.
Anger management against whom?
I retaliated towards my significant other at that time.
What about your daughter?
She was not there at that time.
Where was she?
She was down at a friend's house.
This isn't a one-shot deal.
I was arrested for harassment. I pled guilty. I went through, instead of domestic violence classes, went through 24 weeks of anger management, completed it, probation. Everything has been dismissed.
Okay.
Judge Judy continues in a moment.
The only problem is, Mr. Banisser, there is no question in my mind that you get some state assistance to take care of all of these children who live with you. So somebody in your house gets some money from someplace.
And later today,
the value would be what he could have gotten for that pea farm.
Yeah,
is that correct?
The peas were just a day from being
harvested. Just pay attention. Okay. I don't care about your peas, Mr. Peterson.
Real cases, real people. Judge Judy. Elizabeth Kennedy says ex-boyfriend Myron Mickey Banisser III owes for half of their daughter's foster care costs. Mickey says it's Elizabeth's fault she wound up there, so he's not paying.
Now, Mr. Banisser, 30 seconds or less, you want to tell me why you think you have no responsibility for paying half of these costs?
Your Honor, I don't owe Beth any money because my daughter being taken away from her was not my fault. I didn't even know where she was. She didn't let me know where she was. I hadn't been able to talk to my daughter. It wasn't from a lack of I didn't want to. It was clearly Beth moving, changing her phone numbers. And so when I found out a couple of days after they had removed Kyla from her home, I immediately did whatever social services needed me to do. I went out to Colorado on several different occasions.
How many times did you go to Colorado, Mr. Banisser?
Three, Your Honor. I went for a TDM, and then I went for a five-week...
TDM?
Team decision making.
Team decision making meeting, yes, ma'am.
A team decision making meeting means that your daughter had some input with regard to where she wanted to go.
No, ma'am, they did not allow her that.
Correct.
Really?
No, ma'am.
Because somebody who's 12 years old really should have input as to where she wants to live.
I thought so.
Yeah.
Yes.
Would have been nice. The only problem is, Mr. Bannister, there is no question in my mind that you get some state assistance to take care of all of these children who live with you if the only thing that you're doing is on the side working in some computer. So somebody in your house gets some money from someplace.
My son with a disability does receive Social Security.
So you mean the entire family of five lives on your son's Social Security?
He gets his Social Security. My stepdaughter gets, she had a parent who passed away.
So she gets Social
so
Security.
So she's getting some sort of Social Security benefit.
So that's two of your children who so far getting Social Security benefits and supporting five people. What else?
That's all, Your Honor.
Well, then it's clear that if they did a home study of you, Mr. Bannister, they would find that you didn't have enough money to take care of yet another child. Then you would have had four children who were being supported by the federal government and state giving Social Security to two of them.
Your Honor, back then I had just gotten off work and was still on unemployment when all this came up.
You weren't working.
Right. I had lost my job May the year before, so I was still on unemployment when this came up.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Ms. Kennedy, let me make this as quick and hopefully painless as I can. I like to place, and I believe that it's fair for courts to place squarely blame where blame belongs. You had your daughter for all of her life.
Correct.
You entered into relationships, probably more than one, that were both chaotic, alcohol-fueled, and violent. And because this was not a one-shot deal, there is no question in my mind it wasn't a one-shot deal, your child was removed from your care. That is your fault. Period. Now, the fact that the child has two parents who should be contributing to the child's support, which is really the basis for your lawsuit, has to be weighed, as far as I'm concerned, against your fault in putting your needs ahead of that of your daughter's for a period of years, because this, as I said, was not a one-shot deal. Now, Mr. Bannister's parents have taken on the responsibility, both financial and emotional, to take care of a child who was probably, in her formative years, pretty well scarred by your bad behavior. And Ms. Kennedy, quite frankly, the court system, this judge in particular, has no intention of allowing that blame to be shifted to anyone else but you. It's your fault your daughter was removed from your care. It's your fault that she spent a year in foster care. It's your fault because otherwise Mr. Bannister's situation would never even have been visited by social services were it not for your fault. Your case is dismissed. Thank you very much. That's all.
Thank you, Your Honor.
Parties are excused. You may step out.
If he actually supported his child?
I didn't find out until she was already in foster care.
For once in his life?
Which was quite upsetting, you know, if Ms. Kennedy had mentioned to me.
Maybe I would have had a little bit of help.
Prior to her getting into that situation, then.
Taking care of his child, and his child wouldn't have been removed.
And maybe I could have taken Kyla for her for a bit till she could get settled, or.
I feel he's a deadbeat dad and always will.
Tried to do something besides have my daughter in foster care for a year.
And now the next case.
All parties in the matter of Peterson versus Johnson. Step forward, please.
Donald Peterson is suing amateur pilot Douglas Johnson for the value of a pea crop that was destroyed when Douglas crash-landed his ultralight airplane.
Mr. Peterson and Mr. Johnson, the facts in this case are really not much in dispute. Mr. Johnson, you were flying your own plane, which was a light aircraft, and you were flying it with someone else, I assume this lady. You had some mechanical difficulties which forced you to make an emergency landing of the plane. You made an emergency landing in the plane and you landed on Mr. Peterson's property. Mr. Peterson has a pea farm and you landed on and then tried to take off from his property, which caused the destruction of a young pea crop that he grows for a living. I assume it's part of a larger farm.
Yeah,
is that correct?
The peas were just a day from being
just
harvested.
Just pay attention. Okay. I don't care about your peas, Mr. Peterson.
Judge Judy continues in a moment.
They harvested the next day.
Well, then you don't have any damages.
Yes, because they had to leave where the plane had went down They had to leave that area because those peas were spoiled.
Real cases, real people. Judge Judy. Donald Peterson says amateur pilot Douglas Johnson crash-landed an ultralight airplane in his pea field. He is suing for the value of the destroyed peas.
Now, I'm just going over the facts of the case, which are really not much in dispute. So the peas had been planted, and they were, in fact, destroyed by your plane, both landing and trying to take off several times from the property. Your claim is that you are responsible for new seeds so that he can plant a new pea crop. That's what you figured. And as a result of that, you sent him a check for the feed for $150. Mr. Peterson says that is really not the value of the destruction to his property. The value would be what he could have gotten for that crop had he picked it, which he says was right around the corner. It's really not terribly relevant as long as you had cultivated and planted it and they were growing. He says that that is the measure of his damages. So we are not here to determine the issue of liability. You do understand that you are liable.
Yes, I do.
The question is, what are the damages? So the first thing that I want to ask you, Mr. Johnson, is you sent him a check for $150. When did you send that?
On the 2nd of December.
Mr. Peterson, did you cash that check?
No, I didn't.
Perfect. Then we don't have to even raise the issue of whether or not you accepted that in satisfaction of what you believe he owed you. My next question to you is, sir, how long have you been cultivating this piece of property for commercial use?
About 23 years.
And do you have any record, sir, of how much money you were paid for the peas in this particular piece of property over the last two decades?
This was the first time in about 10 years that I've had peas.
10 years ago, when you raised peas on this property, do you know what you got for them commercially when you sold them?
I don't know dollar-wise, but pound-wise, it was about 4,800 pounds of peas per acre.
Mr. Peterson, let's try to make this easy for me.
Okay.
How much did you get for the peas 10 years ago? Well, you have to go out and figure that out, sir.
They harvested the next day, this whole field.
Well, then you don't have any damages.
Yes, because they had to leave where the plane had went down. They had to leave that area because those peas were spoiled.
Well, how much of the property was spoiled?
It was 0.78 acres.
So less than an acre.
Yeah.
How many acres is the entire lot?
260 acres.
And how much did you get for the entire 260 acres? How much in dollars?
It would be 18 cents a pound times 4,760 pounds per acre.
Mr. Peterson, this is what I want you to do.
Can I calculate that for you?
I want you and Mr. Johnson to go outside.
Yes.
And this is what I want you to do, Mr. Johnson. He's got a lot of facts right at his fingertips, but he doesn't have exactly what I need. So he's going to take my calculator, unless you have your own, go outside, and I'm telling you what your liability is. Your liability is for the lack of commercial remuneration he received on 0.78 acres. Do you understand?
I understand.
Go outside, take my calculator, come back, because I have no intention of sitting here and doing this now. I have other things to do. Thank you.
Judge Judy continues in a moment. Want justice? Go to judgejudy.com or call 1-888-800-JUDY.
Mr. Johnson, have you gone over with Mr. Peterson his loss?
Yes, I did.
And what was the amount of his loss, sir?
$711.11.
Very good. Was that easy? Very good. Judgment for the plaintiff, $711.11. Thank you.
Pardon our excuse. You may step out.
Judge Judy continues in a moment. And on the next Judge Judy.
There would have been no damage done if he would have come and contacted me.
I'm glad it's over. I don't blame him.
Because the next day,
he had some crop loss. And
they picked the peas.
I guess it's debatable whether he deserved as much as he got.
And I would have let him fly out of my field.
But yeah, they picked around the area that I ran over.
Without any damage.
So I would say that he got what he deserved.